Good morning, welcome back to Nachiyomi. Today we are going to be focusing together on Mizmor Kuf Hei, the 105th psalm in the book of Tehillim. This is a longer psalm, a longer Mizmor with 45 psukim, and it is generally broken up into about seven sections. The first five psukim is an introduction, and it's a number of calls to thank Hashem for his miracles, and the rest of it really is an historical narrative. And so we take a few steps throughout Jewish history. Psukim Zayin to Yud Aleph are the covenant Hashem makes with the forefathers, the patriarchs. Then we move into section 2, which is Yud Beis to Tesvav, 12 to 15, and how the forefathers lived in the land of Canaan. Then we move into the next stage of history, Tes Zayin to Chof Beis, 16 to 22, when Yosef is taken down to Egypt and activated there as a leader. Then we move into the next section, Chof Gimel to Chof Hei, the Israelites and their time in Egypt, the suppression. Then moving into Chof Vov to Lamed Vov, the next 10 psukim of 26 to 36, the plagues in Egypt, 37 to 43, Lamed Zion to Mem Gimel is the leaving of Egypt, and finally the last section, 44 to 45, Mem Dalet to Mem Hei is the inheriting of the land of Israel. So it really is a longer narrative of Jewish history. The Malbim points out, in trying to understand the theme of this Mizmor, that we've just finished saying Baruchi Nafshi, which is the previous Mizmor, Mizmor Kuf Dalet, and this Mizmor, in fact, is the follow-on of that. And as we saw God in the natural world, in the ecosystems of nature around us, this Mizmor now finds Hashem in history. We see Hashem's hidden and invisible hand throughout the machinations of history arriving at this point in time. It should be noted in the introduction, in the first five, six psukim of this Mizmor, which are the introduction to thanking Hashem, there are ten calls to action. The first seven of them are calls to sing and praise Hashem, and the last three are to seek out Hashem. Dirshu Hashem v'uzoi, bakshu fanav tamid. And this is a call to action in terms of history. And I think one has to really think of history in that perspective. When one reads the newspaper, when one reads history books, one needs to be able to actively seek out Hashem and actively seek places to thank Hashem for in that. There are seven steps in seeing Hashem, and that's the history all the way from the Avos at the Bris Ben Avosarim, the covenant at the beginning, all the way through history, through the vicissitudes and the ups and downs of going to Egypt individually, nationally, suffering in Egypt, and ultimately leaving Egypt, the desert, and coming to the land of Israel. And this is what actually connects the beginning and the end of this Mizmor, is that in the introduction, there is a statement which is, His Hallelu, we should praise B'Shem Kodshoi, His holy name, Yismach Lehi B'Makshei Hashem. Let those who seek out Hashem, let their heart rejoice. It is interesting, at the end of the Mizmor, when the Bris Ben Abasarim, when the covenant between the parts, where Hashem promises the land to Abraham, to Avram Avinu, is fulfilled, it describes, Ki Zachar Es Devar Kodshoi Es Avram Avdoi. Hashem remembers the word, His holy word, as it was given to Abraham. In a certain sense, the mission of Hashem is seen through this Mizmor as His holy mission, as it transcends, as it moves throughout history. If we look back to the Bris Ben Avosarim, which is in Parashas Lech Lecha, in Perek Tezvav, the 15th chapter in Sefer Bereishis, there are a few things which are promised in the Bris Ben Avosarim to Avram Avinu, and we see them explicitly referred to in this Mizmor as being fulfilled. So for instance, one of the aspects of the Bris Ben Avosarim was Ger Yiyeh Zaracha Be'eretz Lolohem. Your children, your seed, will be a foreign nation in another country. In our Mizmor, in Chof Gimel, Pasuk Chof Gimel says, Vayavoy Yisrael Mitzrayim V'Yakov Gar Be'eretz Chom. They move into they're not into the Semitic tribes, they're now into the area of Chom, which is Egypt. Then the promise was, Ahodom V'inu Asam Arba Me'oz Shana, they're going to be afflicted. In our Mizmor, in Pasuk Chof Hei, Hofachli Bomnis Noyamoy. He turned their heart of the Egyptians to hate us. In the Bris Ben Avosarim, we are promised, "Vagames Agoy Asher Yavoidu Dananach." Hashem says, "I will judge the nation who have treated you so badly." In Pasuk Chof Zayin, we're told in this Mizmor, "Samu Vom Divrei Oisosov Umovsim VeEretz Chom." Hashem places His signs and His wonders. This is the plagues that He's referring to. In the Bris Ben Avosarim, we're told, "Va'achareichen Yetsu Birchush Gadol." Afterwards, the nation will leave with great wealth. In our Mizmor, in Pasuk Lamed Zayin, we're told, "Va'yotziyem BeKesef VeZahav." They are brought out with silver and gold. And finally, the last promise in the Bris Ben Avosarim is Bayomahu Koras Hashem Es Avram Bris Leimor Zarachon Nosati Es Aretz Azois, that you're going to be given this land, and that's the conclusion of our Mizmor Vayitin Lahem Aretzos Goyim in Pasuk Mem Dalet. So it's very clear that this is a mizmor which is tracing the fulfillment of that Bereshit Bara Basarim in Parshas Lech Lecha. Interestingly enough, because of this, that is why Kriyas Yam Suf and Matan Torah are omitted from this mizmor, because they were not part of the promise, and therefore they are not articulated in the fulfillment of that of the Bereshit Bara Basarim, which is this mizmor. In terms of the perspective of the narrator, it is interesting that the narrator does not include the sins of the Avos or of the Dor HaMidbar. It doesn't talk about their great righteous actions either. It's really describing simply what happened and the parts that relate to the fulfillment of the Bris Ben HaBasarim. It describes Yosef being sold down to Mitzrayim, but it does not say who sold him to Mitzrayim. Meaning to say the focus is not so much that the brothers sold Yosef and there was a sin on the human level, but rather that ultimately there was a machination, that there was a divine plan which was happening over here. This is looking at history from a godly perspective rather than a called individualized perspective of who is worthy and who is guilty or who is deserving of specific credit. That's why some of the words which repeat themselves in this mizmor are the word shalach, which is Hashem sent. There's the missions of Hashem, and the word davar, the word of Hashem, is expressed numerous times in this mizmor. In terms of the contingency, it's interesting that the mizmor does end with a very fascinating comment, and that is that the last pasuk describes when they arrive in the land of Israel, ba'avur yishmeru chukav v'sarasov yinsaru. And this is all in order or condition that we keep the laws of Hashem, which means it's contingent. That is interesting because it leads into Mizmor Kuf Vav, the next Mizmor, which is going to talk about the sins of Israel. It's the sister Mizmor to Kuf Hey. The implication is if we don't listen to Hashem, the covenant may not always be available for application. In terms of the events behind this Mizmor, it sounds like by the fact that the introduction is talking to the crowd, Dirshu es Hashem v'uzoi, to search out Hashem, it may be said to large crowds in gatherings, perhaps at the Aliyah LeRegel. However, it should be noted that the beginning of this mizmor should sound familiar to us. And the reason it should sound familiar is because the first 15 psukim are a very close copy to what we find in Divrei HaYomim Aleph Perek Tezayin. That was a song sung by the Leviim upon the return of the Aaron to Yerushalayim, when David HaMelech was able to bring the Aaron successfully into Yerushalayim. The Leviim sang many songs. And that song, which is found in that perek, is a combination of the first 15 psukim of our mizmor, Mizmor Kufei, and Mizmor Tzadivov put together in Divrei HaYomim. There are a few small differences between the two of them, and the reason this sounds familiar is because the Divrei HaYomim version of this is actually placed at the beginning of our Pesukei Dezimra every single morning. In terms of the places in our davening that it appears, besides for the parallel version appearing in our Pesukei Dezimra, this is the Mizmor on the fourth day of Pesach, obviously relating to the Haggadah, the story of getting to Egypt, which is part of the central narrative of this Mizmor. It should be noted on that in the narrative, the order of the plagues is not the order as it is found in the Torah. It is also not the order as recounted in Mizmor Ayin Ches, which is another time where there are the plagues are being described. But nonetheless, it is a version with another, there is another organizing factor as to how the plagues are grouped here. In terms of words of psukim in the spotlight, we're going to look at Pasuk Dalad, which is Dirshu Hashem v'uzoi, Bakshu for Navtomit, turn to the Lord to his might, seek his presence constantly. The Me'a Shiloach, the Ishbitzer Rebbe, in the Chelek Beis, which is the Likutim, he says a very fascinating thing, that this is not only referring to searching out the face of Hashem, he says it's also searching out the face of oneself. A person needs to be self-aware. A person needs to be self-aware of their challenges and of their strengths. A person needs to be aware of when a person is going to be more vulnerable. Because when a situation arrives and a person is not self-aware, a person is likely to hurt others. A person is likely to blame. A person is likely not to take responsibility. Which is why the Pasuk is saying is, in order to Dirshu Hashem v'uzoi, to seek out the strength of Hashem, really the answer is Bakshu for Nav Tamid. And what he's doing with the pronoun is he says that it refers to oneself. One needs to constantly look at oneself. If one's lens, if the way that one looks at the world is dented, everything one looks at is going to have a dent in it. And that's why it requires constant checking, constant oil changes, constant tire alignments in order to be able to really find the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Almighty. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.